This podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
How soon do you expect the president to announce he's running for re-election? Do you want him to run again?
No! God, please, no! No!
A large number of Democrats say they don't want him to run again.
He is an absolutely historically successful president, and I want to see that continue.
You serious?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I told them to shoot it down.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. They said to me, let's wait till the safest place to do it.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
What do you say to the folks who say, you know, the guy is too old?
I have seen a lot of 72-year-olds not as capable as this 80-year-old.
Bush.
And look, and the recalibration. We've united the Asia.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Clyburn's just a congressman. He's a year or two older than Biden, and he can speak coherently. I mean, he's nonsensical as a politician, but he can at least put it together in complete sentences, and he knows how to pronounce recalibrate. 844-500-4242. The standoff goes on between Newsmax and DirecTV, which is owned by AT&T. As you know, AT&T has taken Newsmax off of DirecTV. 13 million subscribers are now denied a chance of a second conservative news station. And again, the standoff continues. We wanted to check in today with Chris Ruddy. He's the CEO of Newsmax, and see what was going on. Chris, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, always great being on with you. Thank you for standing up for us.
Well, I like working here. I love being at the Newsmax studios in Boca Raton. I love being on the streaming. It's great, and it's really a shame what's happening. Now, didn't DirecTV though issue kind of a semi conciliatory statement on Friday?
I don't know how to read it. I think it helps them, saves them with their subscriber base. What they're saying, Howie, and they've been saying this actually since they dropped us. So on January 24th, they took Newsmax off in 13 million homes, and we went dark, and they censored us. And then they told people, well, we're still in negotiations with Newsmax, anybody that called. And, of course, we were not in any negotiations. They were not telling the truth, to put it mildly. And so now they're saying, well, we're still open to having Newsmax on. Well, we've expressed to them since the beginning, we're always open to negotiations, but they have insisted to us that there is no negotiation, that they will only keep Newsmax as long as we get $0 and zero license fees. And not to getting in all the weeds of how the cable business operates, but everybody gets license fees. That's the business model. It's the only way you can really survive on cable is if you get license fees. And what their position is that Newsmax, of all cable channels, they have 22 liberal ones, should be the only one that doesn't get a cable fee, and everyone else should get fees. And we're the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. We're top 16 channel of all the hundreds of channels they have. And they're saying Newsmax will never get a fee. Well, it's just blatant discrimination and targeting of Newsmax for political reasons.
Well, so you gave me the list of the 22 channels, and some of them I'd never even heard of. Like, for instance, Cheddar. Well, how much does Cheddar get from DirecTV every year? Do you know?
Well, we actually have an amount that's listed there on one of those charts. I don't know it offhand, but everybody gets a fee. It's probably several dollars. You know, the Vice Channel, for instance, is listed there. Vice is co-owned by a company that's one of the owners of DirecTV with AT&T. They have no rating. They have 20% of Newsmax's rating, and they're getting about the same amount of money that we're seeking, and they have no audience, and they're a liberal channel for millennials, and they have pro-Antifa stuff on there and other stuff. And meanwhile, they get plenty of money. You go down the list.
And I would assume that's the money, that's a huge percentage of the money that Vice needs to operate, because they have less advertising than a channel with ratings, right? So,
That's a good observation, yes.
So now they have the First in there. That's on your what was Newsmax's channel on DirecTV. Have they expanded at all, or are they still basically a loop with three shows on it?
Well, if you told people the First, most people would say, what show? First of all, it's not a news network. It used to say it was a commentary network until it went on DirecTV 2 weeks ago. They don't have any news programs. They don't have news shows. They don't have news gathering. They don't have news correspondents. It's expensive when you're going out getting news and reporting on news and talking to people and interviewing. And they don't do any of that. They don't have a rating. They don't run on any cable channel. They are a perfect choice for DirecTV. They have no audience. No, they're not. It's neutered. It's a fig leaf. And it's great they have them. I'm not against them, but it's not going to fill the slot that Newsmax had there. And, you know, we have people like Greg Kelly and Rob Schmidt and Greta, and it's really hard to fill those top-level personalities that people want. Mm-hmm.
So what can people do now? I mean, it's been dragging on for a while, and, you know, all the top Republicans, conservatives, free speech people have come out in support of Newsmax, but, you know, they haven't budged all that much, AT&T. What can people do next?
Look, you know, they're woke. These companies are woke now, and the only thing, I think President Trump said it best. He said the only thing they're going to listen to is when you cancel DirecTV. He told people he was canceling his DirecTV, and he was canceling any AT&T cell phone and wireless he has, and he urged people to do that. We're telling people, call DirecTV. You can complain and cancel if you want. It's real simple, 877-NEWSMAX. We have a toll-free number, so we connect you with DirecTV or UVerse. 877-NEWSMAX. We're also, if let's say you're not a customer and you want to stand up for us, call your congressman and senator. It's real simple, 877-NEWSMAX. Connects you, well, you press dial 3 and it'll say there on the prompt, we connect you to the Capitol. Those calls have been really helpful. People, we know that 70, 80,000 calls went into DirecTV over the past 2 weeks. We know that tens of thousands of people have called Congress. And, you know, I see it's dragging on a little bit, but, you know, these things go on, and it's not a battle, it's a war, and they're trying to think, well, maybe these guys will give up. We're not giving up. It's never going to be over. As long as they're woke, we're going to point it out, and we're going to continue with your audience, Newsmax audience, and millions of other people are going to know AT&T is not a company that used to be that neutral company everybody respected.
All right, have any Democrats in Congress come out on the side of Newsmax?
Well, nobody that I know of, but I do know Joe Lieberman is an independent Democrat. He's very supportive of Newsmax, and he's going to be part of a statement, I'm told, that's going to be issued tomorrow. So there are some people, some leaders in the Jewish community are speaking up in a statement that's going to be issued, they tell me, tomorrow. Some very prominent figures in the Jewish community, no less.
The First doesn't have any correspondents in, say, Jerusalem. They don't have any correspondents in Ukraine, but Newsmax does.
Yeah, I mean, we really do make an effort. You know, we try to be fair. We'll have the Trump rallies, but we'll cover Biden, too. I mean, Jill Biden was on Newsmax. We don't believe that news should be one-sided. We're conservative-leaning, but we do reach out for the other side. That used to be what the other networks did, but more and more of them don't do it. They all worry, Howie, because you've seen the rise of Newsmax. We've gone from nothing to
right.
Fourth in the nation. We're nipping at CNN's ratings,
yeah.
And they don't like it. They don't want this. They want to control and limit the information. The election's coming up. They don't want to hear Trump on Newsmax. Fox tried to greatly restrict him, just let his daughter-in-law go from Laura. Trump. You know, so they're tightening the screws there, and they don't like this, that we're going to be more of an open forum. We're going to have DeSantis on a lot. Our audience loves Ron DeSantis. But we're going to be fair-minded about it. They don't like that.
Yeah, Powerline blog noted, I think, about 10 days ago that they looked at the overnight ratings, and they said Newsmax ratings are CNN's ratings are a lot closer to Newsmax's than they are to Fox's. I mean, CNN just continues to drop and drop and drop. And yet they're getting all those channels are getting paid, too, right? CNN, CNN Headlines, CNN International, CNN and Espanol, they all get money, right?
Not only money, do you know how much money CNN gets from every cable subscriber through their cable bill? It's $14 a year. We were looking for a little measly about $1 a year, and they're saying that's excessive, and our ratings are nipping at CNN. We went out with a very modest request. They're lying to people, DirecTV, when they say we're looking for excessive fees. People are paying hundreds of dollars for these liberal cable and news and information entertainment channels they're getting that they don't watch on their cable bill. They pay hundreds of dollars for these things.
Yeah, the football season's over except for the game on Sunday. So it's a perfect time to cut the cord, I think, isn't it? If you're going to do it, this is the time to do it.
Yeah.
No football for 9 months.
DirecTV has Sunday football. DirecTV finished with Sunday football. So I know a lot of people are telling me they're cutting even their cell phones with AT&T. They just call them up and say they're going to T-Mobile will give you up to $800 if you transfer over on their any unpaid bill with AT&T.
Okay, Chris, we'll let you go. I know you got other interviews to do. That's Chris Ruddy. He's the CEO of Newsmax. Give us the number one more time, Chris. Okay, 877 Newsmax. Now I have a spot I have to read here. You've heard this from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax from 13 million homes. AT&T owns DirecTV, and this is the second conservative channel they've removed in a year. Meanwhile, DirecTV is still keeping 22 liberal news channels on. Let me tell you that I love Newsmax. I work here. I'm in the Newsmax studio right now. And a lot of my listeners love it as well. And they're angry about this censorship. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel. DirecTV isn't deplatforming liberal channels with a fraction of the audience of Newsmax. Ron DeSantis says Newsmax was targeted and it's wrong. President Trump says AT&T and DirecTV's censorship is unacceptable. And he says you should cancel your DirecTV and AT&T services. If you're a DirecTV or an AT&T customer, call 877-NEWSMAX. They'll connect you and contact your congressman to complain about censorship. Call 877-NEWSMAX. They'll connect you, too. We must oppose these woke companies. Millions are joining Newsmax fight. I am, and you should, too. Show your support. Call 877-NEWSMAX now. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of the following Biden lies at the State of the Union will irritate you the most? The southern border is secure. I cut the national deficit/debt. Gas prices are down. Inflation was higher under Trump. USA is respected again abroad. Or the economy was in free fall on January 20th, 2021.
Inflation was higher under Trump. That really bugs the hell out of me every time I hear it.
17% say inflation. 54% say the southern border is secure.
All right. Okay, it's Monday afternoon. You know what time that is. Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate the hate flows through you.
This is when we check in on all of the fan mail, the mash notes, whatever you want to call it, the slobbering wet kisses that all of us receive from our adoring fans. Me, Grace, Taylor, even Jared, and Emma sometimes as well. So Grace will have the do we get a nice selection of we're getting close to Valentine's Day. I guess everybody's in a kind of a lovey-dovey mood, right, Grace?
Not quite. You know, I want to start with one, Howie, because it's interesting how we can talk about something that seems like it's really not going to be controversial and it ticks people off. Last week, I discussed with you that the Biden administration was trying to healthify the school lunches. And you mentioned that you loved sugar on top of muffins. You also Yes. went on to name some of your favorite muffins. This did not sit well with some of our listeners. Can we have cut two, please, Taylor?
You two self-centered fools think we care what kind of muffins you like? God, you two don't love each other, do you?
I think we both agreed that the best is blueberry, and then we went down the line. And we can do it again if that's what people want.
And we spent a maximum of 30 seconds
not even
discussing it.
I also saw comments on the Facebook about this, people being like, why do they think we care what muffins they like?
Just because you like brand muffins, you know, don't take your kinks out on the rest of us.
Howie, you tweeted out an article from the Smithsonian Magazine about balloons of yore.
Yes.
War balloons of yore.
Right.
And it was a very interesting article. One person wrote beneath it, "Hey, you right-wing imbecile, they shot it down. Howie Carr show, wrong again."
I don't think they shot it down. I don't think that person read the story.
No.
The balloon, it landed and it exploded. It wiped out a Sunday school class.
Well,
but I guess they just wanted to be angry.
Yes, that's
before
usually,
reading the story.
That's usually how these things work.
I mean, you know, because Grace, the Smithsonian magazine it's a right wing. It's QAnon. It's not put out by the Smithsonian. It's put out by QAnon.
You know, Howie, it's part of the vast right-wing conspiracy. That's really what it is. Okay, so when Taylor fills in for Howie, even if it's for an hour, we always get a voicemail. This hour, Taylor, you were talking about potentially buying chickens so you could have your own eggs at home.
Yeah, there were a lot of egg-chicken-related stories in the news that day.
Yes, we have eggflation going on right now. Let's take a listen to what some people might have missed when Taylor filled in for Howie Cut One.
Oh, great. You took a slide and left us with Tucker Taylor. Here are the highlights.
Yeah, we are getting eggs. Eggs are a very important part of our lives. I eat at least one every morning, sometimes two. It's been one of late. I'm not in charge of the egg picking. Brown eggs. I don't mind white eggs. Uncooked eggs. Powdered eggs. No, thank you. Gag. Eggs. Frank Sinatra. Traveling with eggs. There's going to be a lot of busted eggs. Eggs. They leave all the eggs there with eggs. The eggs. Excellent, I should say.
No.
I saw Sally Field in Smoking the Bandit. That's the way I want to remember her. Very nice.
Wow. That's...
I did not mention Old Blue Eyes during that hour.
I made sure
he just put it in for... He it seemed appropriate for the occasion.
Exactly.
That's all.
Well, you know what? Since people got so mad when Howie talked about muffins, we might as well ask the obvious question. Howie, how do you like your eggs?
Scrambled.
Oh, very good. I like my...
You know, I saw a joke this weekend. Somebody said Lennon used to say you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. The new saying is you can't make an omelet because there aren't any eggs.
Yep. They're very expensive. Let's play one more here. This is Howie. This one goes out to you. This is cut three.
Howie, just to enlighten you, the COVID lockdown started under Trump, not Biden. Do your homework for once, will you?
I think I know who they started under. They were promoted by the Democrat Party, though, in Red China. And Trump was trapped. I mean, that's like a cornered rat. I mean, what could he do? It was the worst thing any country ever did to another country, whether it was on purpose or not. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Howie.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says the most galling thing is Trump saying the economy was in a free fall. Everything in that poll is pretty absurd. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Oh, someone just texted me another story about another meme about omelets. You can't make an omelet without breaking the bank. That's even better. I like that one more than the one I had. 844-500-4242. Gail, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gail.
Hi, Howie. I was listening to what you were saying regarding AT&T and all these companies now. I was wondering, why are they suddenly being so woke and not thinking about profit? Well, you have a few of the Central Committee oligarchs, like Larry Fink, who controls like $10 trillion in pension funds for BlackRock, et cetera, threatening the companies. Your stock will tank if you don't do what it takes so the Democrats and I can be in control. And in my opinion, they're addicted to power because they already have power, they already have money. And just like substance abuse with that addiction to power, they don't care, just as an addict doesn't care if he brings his family down.
Right.
They don't care.
And also they're religious zealots, Gail, and their religion is climate change and wokeness. And you're right about these major companies like BlackRock. Ron DeSantis just ordered taking out hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars out of the Florida pension funds from their management. It seems impressive until you see how much money they've got. It's like it's a drop in the bucket compared to how much money they control.
It's an addiction that these oligarchs have to power.
Right. I know. I wish they would go back to worshiping God, you know? I mean, I'm not a religious person, but you get into less trouble. You don't fall into these crazy cults if you're going to church or somewhere every weekend and praying and accepting your fate with some humility. And I don't mean rolling over and I know religion they always say was the opiate of the masses, but I mean climate change is the opiate of the woke, and it's not working out for anybody. It's not gonna come to a good end. Thanks for the call, Gail. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I'm calling about the Newsmax, AT&T, and what is AT&T doing? And I certainly object to the censorship, but I think these people are incompetent that are running these companies. They're not looking out for their shareholders, their fiduciary responsibility. I think the marketplace will eventually put them in their place, because I'm looking into all my investments and I'm going to get out of this woke company, but get into one that's really trying to earn profits rather than please other forces.
Right. I mean, look at all the AT&T is not doing well by its DirecTV investment. I mean, again, DirecTV is being overtaken more by technology. I mean, people are cutting the cord. They've lost probably close to half of their subscribers in the last 5 to 7 years. They just lost, as Chris Ruddy said, they just lost the football ticket, and it was gone to Amazon, I think it is, or Prime, YouTube. Excuse me, YouTube. So I mean, they're going to lose a lot more people because of that. And and then you got companies like Bed Bath and Beyond. I mean, people are doing more shopping online. But the fact that they got rid of MyPillow, that didn't help them. That was a good product, reasonably priced, and by taking it out, they just offended a hell of a lot of people. And look at Disney. Disney's another one. This thing about the get woke, go broke. It's true. I mean, the Washington Post had a good run under Donald Trump. They were finally in the black after all those years of hemorrhaging money when they were still owned by the Grahams. And that's why Jeff Bezos picked up the paper. But now they're in the red again because what are they going to sell? How many times can you read about the same stories about how great Democrats are and how evil Republicans are? They've lost 500,000 subscribers, And that's a huge hit for them. That's like 20%. They don't sell any papers on the street anymore. Nobody sells papers on the street. It's all online. They have maybe 3 million subscribers, or they did. Now they have 2.5 million. They're laying people off. They laid off the Pulitzer Prize winning dance critic. We talked about that in December. Who knew there was any dance critics left, let alone that they gave out Pulitzer Prizes for them? But guess what? She's gone. She's gone. 844-500-4242. Laurie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Laurie.
Hi. I just called DirecTV to ask about signing up for service, and I asked them about Newsmax. Their response is that Newsmax is refusing to negotiate. That's what they're telling their customers.
I don't think that's true. I think Chris Ruddy would be very happy to take a call from DirecTV right now. I don't think they want to give him any money. And you know, they're going to say, well, you know, we are hemorrhaging these subscribers. You know, AT&T would never have bought the company. They tried to spin it off, and I don't think they did that very successfully. They still own the majority of the equity in it. And they say they can't afford it. But again, if they're paying all this, all these tens of millions of dollars to lefty companies like CNN, like NBC, and all their related companies, like NBC, for example, owns a large part, I don't know what percentage, of the Weather Channel. So they're not only getting paid for NBC, CNBC, MSNBC. They're getting paid for the Weather Channel. You know, and obviously they're paying ESPN, ESPN too, and that's the same company as ABC and Disney. And you know, I know Disney's trying to unload some of this, some of these networks. They're all trying to get out of these, or a lot of the big companies, the big conglomerates, are trying to shed some of these, dinosaur-like media companies like an ABC. Thanks for the call, Laurie. They don't have to tell you the truth. They're not under oath. Not that being under oath in Congress really matters. I hope it matters more now. They're saying they're going to, you know, one thing I saw about Comer, the new chairman of the House Oversight Committee from Kentucky, and he says he's going to hold a lot of hearings. You know, when they used to take testimony, they never recorded it. They never did video recording until January 6th committee. And now that's another precedent that has been established that may really come back to bite them, because it'll be a lot easier to prove these guys are lying if they have it on videotape. That's why it's always been a real unfortunate event that that you can't televise federal criminal trials any kind of federal proceedings. You can't televise, because it's just a lot easier to see what's going on, and a lot easier to put together a coherent narrative or package if you have video and audio. 844-500-4240. Tweeting helped a little bit, but it's not the same, as you all know. 844-500-4242. 860. Greg Kelly is not Tucker. Sorry. Yeah, he doesn't have. He's pretty good, though. He's pretty good. I was with him last Monday or Tuesday night. Greg Kelly is pretty damn good.
People love him. People reach out to me all the time. They're big fans.
Yeah,
he's got a good base.
Yeah, I like being on his show, and he's not afraid to throw a punch. He's not. He's tougher on these people than his competition on Fox, which is Sean Hannity. He's not going up against Tucker. He's going up against Sean. I think he's pretty damn good. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie, you know, when Beijing Brandon gives his speech on the on the Chinese puppet regime, formerly known as the Union, he will brag about the 517,000 new jobs in fiscal January. He will not mention 1.1 million jobs that we lost in January. What do you think of that, Howie?
No, he won't. I mean, it's You hear him every day going out, especially after these numbers come out. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad. He's going to take a victory lap, and this is just going to be like a compendium of his greatest hits. You know, I wonder how though he's going to explain away this balloon, because all the stories are saying that he's having to he's not doing it. Obviously, he can't. He's not capable of it. But his caregivers are rewriting his speech to deal with the balloon. What do you think they're going to say, Nick?
All I know is it's 200 feet tall, right? Let's say 20 stories, right?
I know. I saw that. It's the size of a regional. It was the size of a regional aircraft, a regional carrier. That's pretty big. That's pretty. You know, the thing is though, they keep saying, "Well, we didn't want to shoot it down over the continental U.S." I mean, go back to 9/11. They were going to shoot down anything that was in the sky, right? What's the difference? I mean, the terrorists were a real threat, obviously, but the terrorists didn't kill nearly as many people as the Wuhan flu did in 2021 and into 22. There could have been worse stuff in that balloon than was on the aircraft that hit the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
You know, I was wondering when General Thoroughly Modern Milley gets before the Armed Services Committee, maybe one of the congressmen can ask him, but did he lose the phone number of his Chinese counterpart that he had no problem calling, telling him that Donald Trump was a danger to society? When that balloon got halfway across America, you think he was scrambling around in his little Rolodex to find General whoever to say, "Hey, what's up with that balloon there, pal?"
Yeah, I mean that's the story's got less and less believable as the weekend went on, and the least believable one that I've seen so far is, well, the Pentagon knew that there were these balloons over the American heartland when Trump was president, but they didn't want to tell him. They didn't want to tell, and so they also didn't want to tell the Secretary of State or the National Security Advisor or the or Ratcliffe or Grinnell, who were handling national intelligence matters. They didn't want to tell anybody. Who were they telling? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Chris. With Joe Biden's rollout of a non-cash economy, the government may soon be spying on all private transactions of every American. That's some scary stuff. The Democrats are committed to destroying our free society and our constitutional right to privacy. Gold will soon be the only form of anonymous wealth permitted by the deep state, which is why Americans are now racing to buy gold to protect their money from unconstitutional spying before it's too late. Learn how to reclaim your power over your hard-earned money through Monetary Gold's free guide, FedCoin, a privacy threat. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the threat of FedCoin and financial spying. Historically, gold has always been the ultimate inflation hedge and has served as an accepted form of currency across all cultures for well over 6,000 years. In this time of uncertainty, gold is here to stay. Through this guide, learn why wealthy Americans and smart investors choose gold, as always. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Maybe tomorrow in the State of the Union, Biden can say, you know what, on a personal note, I'd like to congratulate my son, Hunter, the smartest man I know. He's the most successful rookie painter in human history. You see the story in the Washington Post today, speaking of the Washington Post? According to a new estimate by a gallerist, that's the one who sells paintings, Hunter's has sold about 20 paintings for less than his asking price of $500,000. Less than his asking price. But apparently, they're saying that he saw the average price that he was getting, as far as they could determine, is $375,000 a painting. $375,000 a painting. Adam Thompson, a prominent artist from Miami, told Breitbart News he believes Hunter's artwork is not bad for a novice, but it's not $500,000 good. Adam Thompson, I hope you're ready for an IRS audit, if not an actual raid. A SWAT team from the FBI coming after you. How dare you say those things? They're going to come after you like they're coming after Rudy Giuliani and Costello, his lawyer, and John Paul McIsaac. Even though they're not admitting it's Hunter Biden's laptop, they still want them, everyone arrested. And they want you arrested now, Mr. Thompson. Hunter's artwork would likely only be worth $4,000 to $5,000 were he not the president's son, Thompson added. It's nowhere near as good as George W. Bush's art. This is something I'd never seen before. A Senate subcommittee report detailed in 2020 how the art market serves as a vehicle for money laundering. That's interesting. I never thought about that before. His art dealer has a history of doing business in China. And he also has a history, I believe, of being convicted of crimes too. Georges Burgess, or whatever his name is, he's also been called by this guy Comer, Chairman Comer, of the House Oversight Committee. This guy he's subpoenaing everybody. There's a blizzard of subpoenas going out between him and Jim Jordan, and I love it. I love it. 844-500-4242. Trying to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of CNN, but there's been another Don Lamone blow-up, apparently. According to Radar Online, Lamone had a second blow-up at work after the situation with Caitlin Collins was exposed in the New York Post. Turns out the company newsletter, who knew CNN had a company newsletter, featured a story about him losing it on Collins and that caused him to blow up at CNN staffers. Don lost his mind internally and went ballistic at staffers after the CNN newsletter highlighted the story about him screaming. So his response to the story about him screaming at staffers was to scream at staffers.
This is CNN.
According to Red State, now Don Lamone is on vacation in California with his partner, Tim Malone, at the Beverly Hills Hotel, according to pictures that his boyfriend posted on Instagram. Is that more time to cool off? To cool off? In addition to this story showing there's a continuing problem with Don Lamone, it also says something that the CNN newsletter would talk about his blow-up with Collins. That would seem to suggest that no one is any longer catering to him or covering up any bad behavior, even in the company newsletter. That's probably what truly upsets him. You know, it's amazing. If you're in TV and you don't have good ratings, you don't get protected. You just get lined up. I'm Howie Carr.